What's going on, guys? This is Akshay Kumar Sharma and welcome back to the 6th episode of Sehat Talks. In this episode, I have spoke to Dr. Malia Wahid. She shared her tangible advice on importance of manual therapy and kinesiology taping. So if you are an athlete or a fitness freak, this podcast will be perfect for you. Hello, Dr. Malia Wahid. Welcome to this 6th episode of Sehat Talks.
Hey, hi, Akshay. Thank you for having me here. So, I'm a team lead at Healthify Me. Also, I have done my bachelor's in Kemper Gowda Institute of Physical Therapy. I've also basically done courses on manual therapy and kinesiological taping. So, that is my... all about me. Thank you for having me here.
That's amazing. So before I get into the main agenda of this episode, please tell me, like, what inspired you to become physiotherapist?
So basically, when I was a kid, actually, so I always had this vision of helping others or being of service to others or making any change which will make them remember about you forever. So that's drive me towards the medical field of physiotherapy.
Oh, that's actually very, very inspiring. And now you can start with the introduction of manual therapy.
So basically, manual therapy definitely requires a lot of technique, and it is basically manipulation of your joints or soft tissues to relieve you of pain or to increase the range of motion.
Okay, and what are the benefits of manual therapy that can help a general population, a person who is into sports, a person who is actually into corporate sector also?
Manual therapy is definitely more effective on these kind of patients. It is basically, it involves biomechanical processes. It helps you with the root cause of the problem rather than a short-term effect, which you can see in other therapies as well.
Understood. So, other than that, do we have any different types of manual therapy, or it's just like, single types or single kinds of things that physiotherapists are, using?
No. There are definitely a lot of manual therapy out there. There is soft tissue mobilization, joint mobilization, then there is counter strain and strain techniques, muscle energy techniques. So there is too many of manual therapy techniques are there. So yeah.
And any specific manual therapy, any specific type of manual therapy that can actually help athletes to improve their performance, to overcome the stiffness which actually happens whenever they are into exercise, into on field also?
So basically, when you see sports injury or basically anything dealing with sports, mostly it is a strain or stress kind of injury. So this counter strain and strain technique and soft tissue mobilization, these two things, apart from joint mobilization, these three actually are very, very helpful in sport-related injuries.
Okay, that's amazing. That's wonderful. And, I have seen colorful tape on Olympic athletes, other elite athletes, or even, dedicated high school players, and still not sure what kinesiology tape is and why people use it. Could you please throw some light on this also?
Yeah. So kinesiological tapes are definitely one of the major uses are basically in sport. It will help you. Basically, it uses a technique. I'll tell you about it. It uses it makes your skin fold in a normal skin fold, basically, so that the blood flow increases. Okay.
Understood.
So that is one of the. So the circulation of blood fluids increases, pain decreases, and one hidden use of kinesiological tape. Nobody actually barely they use this one is in correction of posture. So, it also helps you in re-educating your muscles. So, when you might be seeing, maybe you have seen or not, but in the scapular region, basically where the postural effect is more seen, forward and posture is definitely visible, there they have been using this kinesiological tape. So it is used in pain, definitely to re-educate muscles or also to support the weak areas. So these are the uses of kinesiological taping.
Okay, and you know, one more thing that I would like to ask you, you know, kinesiology tape. So people and athletes are using it. You know, if I talk about a normal person whose, you know, job is to just sit in the same place for a prolonged period of time and they are actually facing this forward head position. And, you know, can that kind of person going to be able to use and going to be able to get benefits from this kinesiology tape or not?
Definitely they will get benefits, but not just kinesiological tape. You have to do exercises which will enhance the effect just to support or just to relieve yourself of the strain or stress in that area. It will help you for a short term, but you have to do exercise.
So that means, yeah, so that means it's a combination of exercise along with manual therapy and this kinesiology tape. When able to fix these kinds of things, you know, I would say that, you know, that actually happens because of our lifestyle, because of sitting, because of our posture and other XYZ things. So that was amazing. And other than that, what would you like to give advice to the person who wants to improve their posture, who wants to have a good movement, good functional movements throughout the day? So what kind of things that they need to do on a daily basis?
So basically, when it comes down to improvement of certain things like posture or want to improve small things in life, they have to have patience. Patience is the one thing which they have to have, and they have to be very consistent with all the techniques which the doctor has prescribed for them. Are basically very consistent and very self-aware of how to do some like range of motions or basically sit properly throughout the day. It won't happen overnight, definitely. It will take quite a while. It also depends. You have to also think in that way. See how much time it took for us to get to this posture. So we are reversing the entire years and years and years of effort. So it will take time. Have to be patient. We have to be attentive. And we have to be very self-aware. If we are doing something, we have to be very consistent with it.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, time is very, very important. You know, the way we are sitting in the same place for a prolonged period of time, and it's been years and years we are in the same position, and the same way we need to give more time, more amount of stress in order to fix that thing. That was really, really amazing, you know. And thank you so much, Dr. Malia Wahid, for sharing your knowledge with us. And you're such a delightful person, and you truly are an inspiration. And
thanks a lot, you're welcome.
And you know, I really appreciate that you have taken an initiative and given us the time to showcase your knowledge and to throw some insight on these you know, mentioned topics also. So with this, guys, we will conclude the sixth episode of Sehat Talks, Hour and Out.